Do you believe that the story is real? Aiden asked Mishka.
The people in Perwa never go near the village, fearing that the legend may be true. But I believe that the deceiver was actually just a tiger, not an evil spirit.
Then what about the people deceived into doing evil acts?
People are always doing evil. It's part of our society. Nothing new. Mishka then changed the subject and started to talk about what they would see once they reached the village. And soon enough, they did. It was in a large clearing surrounded by the jungle. There were some houses and small huts still standing, but the rest had been reduced to rubble and twigs over time. There was a large stone altar near the jungle that was cracked and covered in moss and grass. This was where animals were sacrificed to keep the deceiver away, Mishka explained. Brooks walked up to it and ran his fingers along the cracks. Suddenly, he heard a long growl from inside the jungle. He jumped back as Mishka gave a yelp of fear, then calmed herself and said,
"There is a fence protecting the village. No animal can get us."